Okay, ready? Rabbeinu Yisrael?
Ready when you will, my friend.
Lam Gimel obeys the mission. The mission says, Arava Gezula V'yaveshub Sudam up to Arava. Oh, I gotta get a picture book. Get it ready. I'll call Zeus Yisrael Chosl Eis Mitzoy. The Eis Mitzoy is to have coloring book. Crayons. Zeus Yisrael Chosl Eis Mitzoy. Steht over here in the Mishnah, Arava Gezula V'yaveshub Sudam up to Arava Gezula. An arava that is stolen in Yuvesh of Sula, Shalashavim, Shalirnidachas Psula, Nikdam Roisha. The Zelbazach, let's say the top of the rav has been cut, or the different Sula level, let's say the leaves have been pulled off, or we have Tzaf Sifa. What is a Tzaf Sifa? Tzaf Sifa is like a knockoff, a Chinese knockoff of the arava. It's like, you know, like a smartphone. Someone, they have, you know, the Chinese knockoffs. That's a tzaf sifa. Let's turn to the videotape. Over here, the videotape over here is on what that is. This is over here, tzaf sifa. We have a picture here. We're in the sift of a tzaf sifa. Oh, they got it. The tzaf sifa. They show you over here. A tzaf sifa psula. Okay, we have to see over here, tzaf sifa psula. Okay, they don't want to show what it is over here, not just yet. Psula lamed zayin. Let me see lamed zayin in the pictures. Lamed vav, lamed zayin. No, they're not showing you any picture over here of the tzaf sifa. We'll see later on. Let me look at the other picture book. This is lamed gimel on the bays. Here we go. This is hagasim still. Here's the arava. Nikdam reisha. Arava psula. Okay. This is a whole different zach. I didn't know this is the tzaf sifa. I have to send you the picture right away. I didn't know this is the tzaf sifa. I thought the tzaf sifa was something else. But according to the picture book, this is the tzaf sifa. Okay.
What page number?
We're doing now the mission of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis and the picture book, we're just in the tzaf sifa. It shows you what a tzaf sifa is. On page 116 in the picture book, I want to send it to the Rebbe, to the Grois Rebbe, Lehman.
Okay, I need to back out. It's one way. If you want to pull up along here.
Saftova, what are they thinking it is?
You saw the picture?
Hadassim or Aravis?
You saw the picture?
Awful. 434.
That's a tzaf sifa? How come I can't find Lehman? Here it is. Marcus Lehman. Let me send him the picture. Gallery. Here is the old media. Here he goes. Tzaf sifa. You see the tzaf sifa? That's a tzaf sifa. Okay, right in the Mishnah. That tzaf sifa. Kimusha. What about Kimusha? That's the next picture on the bottom, Kimusha. It's withered. And the next one is Vishnashu Kimusha, Vishnashu Miksa Solecha, Vishalbal Ksher. What's Vishalbal? Vishalbal, Vishnashu Miksa Solecha, and Vishalbal Ksher. What is the Baal? There's no picture for Vishalbal Ksher. How come there's no picture for that? I don't see a picture for that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says Baal. Vishal Baal Gidila Bisode Shaloi Al Hanachal. Let's say it grows, the Arava grows on a field that is not by a stream of water. Okay, so there's no stream of water. But the Gemara Yalav, the Gemara is going to learn now that it's Kshera. Okay, let's see. Baal Karko Shayna Shrikla Hashkois, the Sagila Bimata Hashamayim. Kiramina Bimashkin Beis Hashlomim. You water the base hashloch in the irrigation fields. Baal lishna dimis tuva. What does that mean? Baal lishna dimias vusa. Kmo ki yival bochar b'stu. What does that mean? Loshna dimias vusa. Do you know what that word means? A loshna dimias means satisfaction. Dimai sivusa. Kmo ki yival bochar b'sula. It means satisfaction. It means a person, he's happy with his wife. He's happy to be married. He's not miserable. A married person. Rahai the Polik Luhu Bimasnisan. Oh, so you talk a moide, it's not a good zach.
Ain't so well on S.
It's like the people who tell you to take the vaccine. Why they tell you to take the vaccine? They don't.
Rabbi say, it saved the nose. Now come on, if I'm
Hello.
Weiter, mit der Gemeinde, kommt da rein, es geht anders. Wir haben die Polik, Luhu, bei Masnissen, bedalit, Bobbe. This that we divide into four different categories. We turn the Luhu, bei Abi, Nafshe. Wir haben das bei Abi, Nafshe. Chen Arav, Chen Eshek, Vloi, Arvi, Luhu, Luhu. Rashi is in Gval, Gakasha. Why is it necessary for there to be four different Mishnayis teaching the same thing? We have a Mishnah just for the Esrek, a Mishnah just for the Lulav, a Mishnah just for the Hadasman, and for the Arevah. So why can't we mix them all together? Because most of the Halachas are the same. Gezula, Yevesha, Kemusha, Nikdam Roshay, the Mamish, the Zel Mazach, there's the carbon copy. So just put them all together. Mishum, the Yesh, Chol Echad, Ma, Shein, Bechadera. The answer is because there is in each category something unique. Unique. Therefore, the Ilu Tzinei Harabarzel, Leshach Elav Lulav, this category of the Tzinei Harabarzel, I have no idea what that means. That was in the Mishnah. That does not exist by the Lulav.
I mean, why can't the question be? Let the one Mishnah say, Lulav is this, Esrig is this,
just
Rav
say the unique
this,
the unique
Ledasim is that.
Just say, I hear the questions. Why don't you just go say the unique features? Why do you have to go repeat everything? So you know what the answer is? Because if you don't repeat, then the unique feature gets lost. That, you know, sometimes you have to have, you know, in the workplace, if you try to optimize everything so much, not
but the Mishnayis is generally Makatzer, no?
Yes, it is Makatzer, but to a degree. That's the Chochma of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If you're going to be Makatzer too much, then you're going to have nothing. If you're Marich, you'll also have nothing. There has to be a balance. Yes, Gvald Gakasha. Rashi yes to do. Why do we have to have so many Mishnayos? Just so this each one has something unique. So Shfrek, the Hey, look at Shlomo Binowitz. So just say the unique feature. So you're asking a kash in the other direction. Just
I'm not saying just say the unique features. You could have said Esrig Lulav Hadrava Hadas Gzula Yevesha Psula Shalasher Shaladavas Psula.
So it seems that it's two Makatzer. Obviously, in order to give, to bring out, sometimes when you want to bring out something, there has to be a little bit fluff. It's a mitzias. It's a davar yidua in a professional workplace. You can optimize. If you really want to optimize the people and the way they work, you can do it. But if you get a nickel and dime everyone on every single second, then you're going to create an environment where no one's going to want to work, and they're going to quit, and you're going to have the business will go down the drain. You have to allow a certain amount of space to breathe. There's a certain satisfaction that your person has when he has over the same thing over and over again. So you go through the Esrog and the Lulav and the Hadas. There's a lot of psychology going on over here. It is an advantage to repeat certain elements again, because it somehow softens up the mind. The chazar is very therapeutic, and that's what allows you to insert the unique chiddush of each single one. That has to be the answer. This is a yisod you learn over and over again. Don't try to make something too perfect. If you make something too perfect, you're going to walk away with nothing. You can't optimize things down to a degree that there's no room for flexibility. This is a basic principle in everything, in programming, in dealing with human beings, and dealing with aliens as well, especially with UFOs, unidentified frum objects. What does frum stand for? Fullericious. And what has to go? FRUM, fullericious in a few mitzvahs. Weiter.
Fullericious?
You never heard that expression in Yiddish? It's a Yiddish expression, what frum stands for. Frum, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Right now you're wasting a lot of time.
Vital. V'chai d'par lulu b'masisim b'dal b'abim b'tanim lulu v'abim nafshim v'hadas abim nafshim v'nafshim v'chein arv v'chein esri v'lo'ir v'tanim lulu b'shul d'yesh b'chol lechem ma'ash she'im b'chaver. D'ilu tzinei harabayis l'lashach ila b'lulu v'anovav mirubim mi'olav l'shaych ila b'hadas. The unique characteristic of hadasim is the berries, the berries. Vitzavtzefo loshaycha el baravam. The orlo utruma loshaycha el be'esrei. Therefore, it's rechinu arba bav. That's why you have to have four babas. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah entirely. Let's chaz the Mishnah very quickly. Arava, gezula, v'yevesha psula, shalasherim, shalidachas psula, nikam roisha, it's chopped off, nifritzu, all of the leaves fell aleha, v'yatzafsefa, you have the picture what the tzafsefa looks like. It looks like a groisa, something abnormal about it, something different type of leaf. It's similar, but yet it's different. V'yatzafsefa, and what else? Then psula. Kimusha, if it's withered, v'shinoshu miktsas aleha, v'shalbal. If the arava grew on a field that is a baal, which means it gets the rain from shemayim, it's not an irrigation field. It gets rain. It's going to be kashera. Tanu rabbanan. It says in the Torah, arvei nachal, arvei streams of water. What does it mean that an arvei nachal, arvei streams of a nachal? What does that those words mean? It means hagidelin al nachal. It means branch that grow by a nachal, a stream. Dover acher, arve nachal, sha'olo shalo moshuch kenachal. It's narrow. The leaf is a narrow leaf like the arava leaf. Dover acher, fine, that's two things. Number one, arve nachal dimagal nachal, arve nachal, sha'olo shalo moshuch kenachal. Tani, the other bride, arve nachal, ein liel arve nachal, shal bal, it is a nachal. It says in the Torah that these branches grow by a stream. What happens if they do not grow by a stream? They grow in a field, and the field is watered from the Shemayim. Geshem, kasher yedin hageshem na Shemayim. Rain, harida de kasher, shalbal v'shalhodim. Let's say the leaves grow in the mountains. Minayin tamalomer arvei nachal mikol mokoyim. What's the raya? Rashi. Rashi says, Avri Nachal, Gdila Gavri Nachal, Nachle Mayim, Mitzvah Bezu, Umiyu Shalbal, Kasher, Kedil Kamon, Kedil Siv, Avri Nachal, Loshin Rabah. The fact that it says Avri Beloshin Rabim is an indication that no matter where it grows, it's going to be kosher as well. Moshuch, let's say it's Moshuch, it's long, and it's not round. Kradlet Tzavso, this the Mekor that Tzavso is invalid. V'shal Hodim, Arava Shal Hodim, V'loy Tzavsefa, Arve Mikol Mokim, Loshin Rabim. Okay, Vaita, next. Next Gemara, Abishol Oimer, Arve Shtayim. It says Arve is two. Achas Lulula v'achas l'migdash. You have to use Arava twice. You use an Arava part of the Dalet Minim on Sukkos, and you have to go use it also for the Mikdash. The Mikdash on Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah, what do? You take the Arava and you encircle it. You put Arava around the Mizbeach. V'achas l'migdash. Rashi. Abba Sholem, Arve the Amar Kro, Loyal Hachshir Shal Baal Ba. When it says Beloshin Rabim Arve, it's not coming to be matter Aravos that grew in a Baal field, a regular field, but we need the word Arve Beloshin Rabim to teach you that you have to have two Aravos. An Arava to accompany the Lulav, an Arava that should go around the Mizbeach, what we do on Hoshana Rabba. An Oiske Klab to Hoshana.
Ella, yes.
That's what some people feel like the whole day. Ella, Ella l'lam dechosh etzorch shtei mitzvah shel arava achas la'aguda la'oigda belulav to bind it together in the lulav. The achas and one lemikdash lahakif es hamizbeach to circle the mizbeach. So the question now falls back in the court of the Rabbanon. How did the Rabbanon know that you need one for the Mizbeach? Because according to the Rabbanon, when it says Loshon Rabim Aro, it says Arvi according to the Rabbanon, Arvi is teaching you even if it grew on the Baal. How then are they going to know for the Mizbeach? For Rabbanon, Lemikdash Minoluhu, and for the Gemara Yisoid, a Yisoid Godol. Zeklal Godel Batora, Hilchasa Gemulot, Halacha, Lemosha Misinai, the Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochlan, Eser Nitios. These are the following halachas. Eser Nitios, what's Nitios? That if you're allowed to have 10 trees in a base saw, which is 50 amos, 72 amos, 71 amos, and change by 71 amos, which is the square of 50 amos by 100 amos. The Mishkan, the Chatzar HaMishkan, was 50 by 100. So if you make that into a square, it's approximately 71 by 71. You're allowed to put in that area 10 trees, and that is a healthy amount of space for them to be yoinik. And if there are more than 10 trees, they're going to kill each other because there's not enough nutrients in the soil for them to live peacefully with each other. And if there's less, you can add more. Eser netiyos, arava. What's an arava? Arava. This halacha, you're supposed to surround them with an arava. V'nisa chamayim, halacha l'moyesha misinai rashi. But abon on the darshi arvil hachshis balabalabal v'shal v'shal hodim l'mikdosh minalhu. And for the gemara, eser netiyos, arava, v'nisa chamayim, halacha v'shal v'sinai, elu shloshin nisharu b'beis hamedrash. These three were asked b'beis hamedrash, minayin lochem min ha-Torah, v'yeshivu, and the rabbon on learning the beis hamedrash, they answered, shahalacha l'moyesha misinai heim, u'shama ha-shoymeya. The listener heard the garsam kiseder shoshamam, and he taught them the way that he learned them. V'chein shiurim v'chatzitzin mechitzin shaman hashmer v'sidron kiseder shaman v'chein mechol makim. What are these halachas? Es netiyas mishnehi v'sidron zriya. Es netiyas and v'zoris m'sach beisa. Yeah, beisa, which is 71 by 71. She'ein bein zol zo ella kam. She'ein bein zol zo ella. K'mosh yesh bein zol l'chaverta. They're evenly distributed. In this beisa, the tavsu beisa shunun amo al nun amo mifuzarois lo orech v'reich b'shave, which is 50 amois by. So I made a mistake. 50 amois by. I thought it was 71. That's two so. That's beisa sayim. I made a toos. That's a toos. A beisa sayim. A beisa sayim is 50 by 100, and that turns out to 71 by 71. So I made a mistake over here. It's 50 by 50 mifuzarois lo orech v'reich b'shave, and your trees are distributed equally, 10 trees in this area. Charshon kol beisa b'shvilon. You're allowed in Shemitah to plow the entire field. Shemitah is coming. Shleimi, Shemitah will be here in less than 30 days. You're allowed to plow the entire field. Erev b'shvilon, Erev shvius ad reish hashanah, in yonad yoyma. Not only that, you're allowed to even, because normally you're not allowed to make preparations, you're not allowed to go do things to the field on Erev Hashanah, the last month. Yishno, we're already holding now. We're already holding in Shemitah, because there are many halachas that already Shemitah goes into effect 30 days before Shemitah. Because since during the Shemitah year, you're anyway not going to be allowed to go work on the land, so midrabanan, you're not allowed to make preparations even the month before Shemitah. So right now, you should be aware that we're already holding an Erev Shemitah. It's the month before Shemitah. And this, the halach is, if you have a piece of territory, that's 50 saw, but that's one saw by one square saw, which is 50 amos by 50 amos, which is 75 feet by 75 feet approximately, and you have exactly 10 saplings in this area, equally distributed, it's yoinik from all of the earth, so you're permitted to go and plow the entire field. Erev shvius ad reish hashanah. Af, even though shemitzu min ha-Torah l'chayisiv michol al-kodesh, Kenafkulon mebuchorish mekatsir tishbois, chorish shel erev shvius, hanichnas l'shvius. We also lachor shloishim yom lufnei rosh hashanah. So we're already holding. You see that? We're already holding an elul. An elul, or not just an elul. We're holding in an elul of an erev shmita. Cherish this moment. Every moment we're already holding in a toisefes kedusha of shmita during these last 30 days. We're holding in Shabbos Haaretz. It's Hashem's land, Merdek. The Asar. It is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. If you have trees, 10 trees in the beisa, in the 30 days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, shemutu lachroish tachtayim, you're allowed to permit to plow beneath the roots, ad Rosh Hashanah, k'day shlo yov, so they should not dry out. V'im esrei hein hein u'mefuzores kilchasim b'soch b'soch beisa nemar l'moshe m'moshe salacha l'moshe m'sinai sheyoin kais b'beisa kulu. It nourishes from the entire beisa u'motu lachreishes kulon b'shilon aval im einam eser. But let's say it's not 10. Oy sheinam mefuzores kilchasim choresh tachas kol achas v'achas kishir yinikasa l'vicheshem eser l'beisa. You're only allowed to plow around it in its immediate vicinity, according to what it needs. Now that's by a netiyah. But let's say you're dealing with an old tree. So then it's categorically forbidden to plow to 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In a sadeh halavan, which means a regular field, mi Pesach ve'eluch, even from Pesach, So steh halavan means grain. Vipesach ve'elach. Uvesteh halavan b'zikeinim yatzeres ve'elach. From shavuos ve'elach. V'amru b'zikeinim b'mnesha yoinkim harbe. The yoinik harbe, sholosh harbe, sholosh ilonos, l'beisa. Even three trees take up an entire beisa. Hari elu mitzdarfim b'choshim kol beisa b'shvilon ad atzeres until shavuos only. Let's say it's less than three. And everything else is going to be aser from Pesach Veil. Okay, he's going over all the details of it, which is not so much. I was studious, so let's not dwell upon this. What happened? Are you okay? Rabbi Stroll, are you okay?
Oh, Shemel, you are fine.
Something just smashed, I heard. Everything okay? Something smashed? Something smashed?
I didn't hear anything.
Nothing smashed, my friend. It's just a noise in the background.
V'nisa chamayim l'tzmidim shal shachar shebeis yimei achak in arminu l'chamon perek lul v'arov v'hosav v'farish ketzim nachsim min amayim. Rashi will give you a whole shiur over here about all these different things, the yes and the tiyos, and it's talking about nisa chamayim menaschim bein mayim bein yayin. There they explain how they menasach mayim and yayin v'chol karbonos yimei shkol yimei imos hashon ein nisqayim el yayin chutz min achag b'tomit shal shachar shetshichin shnei nisuchin. Now it's very important, Rashi. Rashi over here makes it very clear, very big yisoid. Niso chamayim is associated with the tamid shel shachar. Appreciate that? I never knew that. Never paid attention. That
what? Niso chamayim is associated with what?
The tamid shel shachar. I always thought that the niso chamayim on Sukkis is just stam, a middle of the day. Middle of the day, you go, you have nisa chamayim. It's not a chelik of any korban. It's just stam, you do it. It's a mitzvah, the halacha l'moshe b'sinai, you do nisa chamayim on chag hasukos. Rashi says, klar, nisa chamayim is a chelik of the tamid shel shachar, not the tamid shel ben harboim. Over here, there's an ois, there's a little bit later, what is it over here? There's a little ois test. It takes you to the side on the top, and it says over there in the ois test, yoima dav chavav. Okay, that's a very important yisoid. Nisuch Hamayim. It was kedai to come tonight just to chaza this yisoid. Nisuch Hamayim on Sukkos is shaykh to the Talmud shel Shachar. Ordinarily, by the Talmud, you bring the Talmud, the animal, you bring the Mincha, the Minchas Nesachim, and then you bring Yayin. When you bring the Talmud shel Shachar on Sukkos, you don't just bring Yayin, you also bring Mayim. Nisuch Hamayim. It's a chelek of the Talmud shel Bein Harboim. Not the Talmud Shal Shachar, not the Musafim, not the Seidim. It's Miyuchi to the Talmud Shal Shachar. That's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Next, Mike Farn. Then the Gemara is there. We have three things. Now, also, by the way, what does he say over here? This is a very fascinating concept. What does he say about the Esen Nitiyos? He's basically saying science. He's telling us that 10 Nitiyos is Yoinek an entire space saw. How do you know this? Why don't you go to a laboratory? Why don't you call up some highfalutin laboratory and ask them, tell us exactly how much space is a netiya yoinek in a sode? And they'll make an analysis, they'll do some forensic experiments, and they will produce a result, and they'll tell you how much space 10 netiya is yoinek, and they'll give you a measurement, and it'll come out with one saw. Why do we need this to be a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? It would appear that the concept of eser netiyos is a scientific matter. You hear the question? This is a curveball. It's not what you expect. When it comes to nisa chamayim, I understand. Nisa chamayim, who would ever imagine to go do nisa chamayim? Who told you? You have the Torah. The Torah tells you to bring a carbon, tells you to bring a mirab, tells you to bring a sacham. The Torah doesn't tell you to go take water from the shiloyach and put it in a bucket and bring it up to the Mizbech and have a special nozzle and to pour the water. Whoever told you to do this? Oh, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Got it. Arava. It's Hashanah Rabba. Whoever told you to go take branches of Aravas and to go and lean them against the Mizbech? Whoever told you to do this? Oh, Halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai. Eser Nitiyos does not fit into the narrative. It does not fit into this mold. Eser Nitiyos is a scientific matter. I don't need a Halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai to teach me science. So what's going on over here? Rashi says you do. It's a pel d'gazach that science will not be able to achieve this result. That's really, this Rashi is a very massively long Rashi, but as you said over here is, he says that this is the Halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai to teach you that it is specifically 10 nitiyos is what is yoinek. The yoinek of 10 nitiyos of saplings is exactly, and they're distributed equally in the field, is yoinek exactly one base saw. Science. Sometimes science needs Halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai. Do I need to elaborate?
No.
Vait, next piece of Gemara. So this is Halacha l'Moshe v'Sinai. Next Gemara. Now we go to a new Gemara. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed. We want to welcome our visitors who have come arrived from all over the world. We have over here millions of people joining the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Lehman, otherwise known as Marcus Lehman II, Rabbi Shlomo Rabinowitz. We're over here in Daf Lamed Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We want to thank all the defectors of Shuli Bornstein who have come to join us. Tanabanan, Arve Nachal. It says Arve Nachal Hagidelis Al Hanachal. What does that mean, Prat? Litzafzifa. Tzafzifa is Nishkut. You can't use Safzifa. Hagidela Bein Harim. That grows by the rivers, well, by the mountains. Stam Tzasa, where it grows? By the mountains. By the mountains. And the mountains, Manovu. Manovu Hehorim, Manovu Allah, what is the post seven? Manovu Horim, no good. It has to go by the Nachal. Omar Rebbe Zera, Michael, what's the Pasik? Kach al Maim Rabim, Kach al Maim Rabim. It says in the Pasik, this, what's the whole Pasik? Oh, it's Vaikach Mizer Horet, Vaidneu Beste Zera, Koch al Maim Rabim, Safsifo Somoy. Safsifo Somoy. The Pasik over here says, you made yourself into a tzafsufa. Pasuk of Yecheskel is giving musar. Shema bini musar avicha. Hashem went. I read the part. Vayikach mizeretz. Vayidneu b'stei zera. Hashem, he took from the zera of the land. He put it in a field of seed. Koch al mayim rabim. And Hashem put it in a place of mayim rabim. And what did you do? You made yourself into tzafsufa somo. You rebuild against Hashem, you make yourself into a tzafzif. It's a pause of Musa. Let's see over here. Let's see over here. Right, the pause of Sha'enik is Sha'er Lemiz. What's the pasuk? From the pasuk over here, it says the Toychacha. Koch ha'eit shahaya mushrosh v'god al mayim rabim, shu'a rava. Nase tzafzifah. Hashem wanted to make you into an arava. And what did you do instead? You made yourself into a tzafzifa. It's like, you know, that this is a parallel to Yeshaya Hanavi. Yeshaya lived 250 years before Yecheskel. He said something similar. Hashem took you as a vine, a delicious vine of high quality grapes. And he wanted you to develop into delicious sweet fruit. And what did you do? You produced boser. You produced bitter, sour grapes. Hashem had made potential to make you into the best, and you went and you damaged yourself by making yourself into boss, into sour grapes. The Cheskel over here is saying something very similar. Hashem wanted you to be a ravois, and you made yourself into a tzafzifa. Got it? Koch al mayim rabim. Hashem put you al mayim rabim with the hope, the desire, the yearning that the Jewish people should turn into an arava, and instead, what did they do? They deviated from Hashem's will. Tzafzifa somo, they made themselves into a tzafzifa. This is the musar. Shema bini musar avicha. Omar Abaya. So therefore, that's how we know. How do we know over here that a tzafzifa is not going to do this? That's the midafka. Arve nochal. Arve nochal by water, not by the mountains. Omar le Abaya vidilma. Pirushe komefaresh. Who told you that the pasuk where it says tzafzifa somoy, you made yourself into a tzafzifa, you're learning the Elisha Pshat in the pasuk, Musar, I wanted you to be Arovas. And yet somo, you made yourself into tzafzifa. Who says that's the Pshat? Maybe the Pshat is Pirush komefaresh, kocha mayim rabim. Hashem, you succeeded. Hashem put you by mayim rabim, and And indeed, you succeeded. You made yourself into a tzavsefa. And the word came my samoy. So why then does it say the word samoy? Rashi, let's see the Rashi over here. He explains this piece of Gemara. Mikra the tzavsefa v'loy v'loy mina v'loy mina rabbi he didn't derive me avir nachem kol makom kachal v'im rabbi tzavsefa smoke the first lola rabbi yovel oisoy shenish rash v'oiches al maim rabbi nasa tzavsefa. Alma, nochmal. Ki defarish lo Rabbi Avo. Oisoy shenishrash the ochus al maim rabim. That was put in position by a place of maim rabim. What happened? Nase tzavsefa. It failed. It turned into tzavsefa. Alma giri usahi. Since the pasuk is describing failure, so you see tzavsefa is unacceptable. This pasuk is part of a series of psukim giving musar. The Rashi is not commenting on this part, on the answer. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do you know maybe that it's good? Maybe it's a good zach. Who says this is teichacha? The Dilma Pushka Mufarish, Vakal Kochamim Rabim, Umay Nihu, Tzavsefa. It's not Musa, Imkain, my Samoy. So what's the Gemara's answer? You made yourself. Why can't that be interpreted as bad? So let's go to the parish over here. I'm looking over here at the Mesifta. Imkain, my Samoy, Madua Naisfa Teva Samo, Hoya Laposa Glema, Kochamim Rabim, Tzavsefa. The question over here is with Samoy is superfluous. That's how we learn to read the Gemara. If this pasuk is coming to make a statement of fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great ambitions, hopes for the Jewish people, and Hashem put us by a place of a lot of water, that it should succeed, so it should say Koch HaMayim Rabim and Tzavtzefa, and they were successful. They developed into Tzavtzefa. The fact that the word Samoy is extra is an indication that it's not a result. It's not that the mission has been accomplished or Pufakert, that there's been a deviation. It's Ligereusa. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, next piece of Talmud. Tez Zayv, I can't too much of it to go through all these little footnotes. Can't read such small letters. Vayita in the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Okay. Omar Rabbi Avo, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti, Sheyushol Lefonai Kekochal Maim Rabim. He's explained the words some ways, now he's just Milsa Bifnei Afsma. We're now just coming to elaborate and expound upon the inner depth of this pasuk. Avo says, "Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Sheyu Yisholu Lefanai Kachal Moim Rab, Kachal Moim Rabim, My New Arava." What happened? There was a deviation. Hein vehein samu atzman kitzavsefa shebehodim. Period. New Gemara. Ika the masni lo aloha kura amasnisa. It says in the pasuk, "Kachal Moim Rabim tzavsefa samai." Mask if Rabbi Zev Dilo Pishu Bafarish. Who says? Who says, same idea to the words, who says that this is something which is negative? Dilma Bishwa Farish, Koch my rabbin, my new tzavsefa. Imkain, my summer, same exact idea. Amravo, Amravo, Niamati, Shuyushol, Lufonai, Koch my rabbin, with my new arava. Vehain, some atzon, Kitzavsa Shabahodim. Okay, it's the same idea. The only difference over here is that this exactly the same concept was set in reference to the pasuk. This opens up differently. The way it opens up is with a different statement. Okay, Ika demas nilolo haish laikro amas nisa on a brisa. And before, it wasn't said on a brisa. Before, it was just said as amuli abaye. Okay, so abaya is an amoira. According to the Gemara's first version, it was abaya who said this. According to the Gemara's second version, this already dates back to a brisa. Before abaya. Tanu rabbanon. Okay, they didn't have the picture book. You see that? They didn't have the picture book to see what we have over here. So how do they know? The Gemara's arava konish lo odoim. Its stem is odoim. V'ola shelo moshuch. It's narrow. Upia cholok. And the pad means the tip of the leaf is smooth. It's not serrated. That's the simonim mufalkim of an arava, a red stem, narrow leaves, and each leaf is smooth at the edges. Upi cholok. Tzavzvot, tzavzva. Karnish lalavan. Its stalk is white. Ba'ala shalo agul. And its leaf is round. It's not like in the picture book. In the picture book, it shows you that it's round. And the edge of the leaf is along the all around the edge. Upia doimel lemagol, like a magol. A magol is a serrated. Is that the right word? Serrated. Is that what it's called?
Like, it looks like it's like serrated, I guess.
Serrated means when it has all these bumps coming out the end.
Zegelach.
What's zegelach?
That's what they call it.
Ah, a new word.
Means when it's not smooth.
A new Yiddish word. Zegelach. Nittenu drinnen night unfang.
Zegelach. Yeah.
Hashanis. Zegelach. It has to be no zegelach. It has to be smooth.
Shlomo, you ever hear that word?
Zegelach?
Zegelach by
Hashanis. What does it mean, zegelach?
Jagged.
So jagged is no good. Jagged is no good.
Exactly. Zegelach. So. Exactly.
Zegelach is no good.
According to the Gemara, there's different levels of jaggedness.
Somewhere, I remember years ago they were selling Aravos and they were jagged edges. I remember they looked just like Aravos. The edge of the Aravos, they weren't smooth. They were like, it was serrated. So right away it came to mind, this Gemara, that's not good. It's supposed to be smooth. These are, now by the way, red stems. Who has red stems? They're not red stems. I mean, you'll pay a lot of money to get ones that are totally red. A lot of the Aravos aren't red. So what does it mean to have red stems? It has to have a red stem. It's not ma'ak. Never heard that it's ma'ak. It's a hiddur. Have a red stem? What exactly is the meaning of a red? I once heard something about that. What it means exactly a red stem? People, they're very ma'ak. They have to have dafka red stems. Vaitiv. Elosh lo ogol upiya doymel lemagol v'fregim v'hotel nebrais doymel lemagol kosher. Doymel lemasor. A saw is posel. So therefore, what's the chilul between a saw and a magel? So they show you the picture. They show you here the picture. Let's see Rashi. We see what to me it looks the same. What's the chilul? So the chilul over here is Rashi over here says konishlo eight shalah. Eight. Let's go back one Rashi to explain the previous gemara. One Rashi. Previous Rashi says v'igad masin lo lahaikra masnisa. Some explain the pasuk was going on the brisa. The Tanna Masnisa Gufa Aisibi Masnisa Velav Rabbi Zera. Previously, when we learned the pasuk started with Rabbi Zera's memra. Rabbi Zera made a statement. Amar Rabbi Zera my kara. It was a statement of Rabbi Zera and Amoira. And according to the second version, the pasuk was in reference to a braisa, which predated Rabbi Zera. Velav Rabbi Zera v'hach askapta the Abaya Masnila b'Rabbi Zera. And the question of Abaya was stated in the Braisa. Thereby Masnu Rabbi Zera Vitirutsu Dimkain my summer Masnu Beloy Gavra. Okay, so Rashi over here is coming to all different points. Rashi over here is saying that the first version it started with Rabbi Zera. And the question was asked by Abaye. And in the second version it was asked by Rabbi Zera. And the answer Samoy was said Stam in the second version. And in the first version, it was said in the name by a person. Who was the person? Whatever. Okay, I don't know. We have to go. So basically, it seems over here that according to Rashi, there is absolutely no difference in Perush of what it said. The only difference between the different versions is just the attribution. Who said what? In the first version, we started with Rabbi Zera, and then it was asked by Abaya, and then it was an answer given. The second version, it was said in the Braisa, it was Rabbi Zera gave the answer, and then the last section was anonymous. Okay, but there's no difference in what the statements were. Now we come to new Gemara and Rashi. Kana shalot eight shalot, it's red. Upiya cholok chudin shal olin cholok, the points of the olinas cholok, smooth. The eino also pigimas pigimas, it's not serrated. So that's the chilek. When it comes to a magol, the pigimois are all angled towards in a certain direction. They're not 90 degree angles. You hear? The angles are all the angles of this of the magol. If you look in this picture, you have a picture of the magol. You saw a picture of the magol.
Yes.
You see that the blade, the serrated part of the blade, it's on an angle. That's called, that's going to be no good. But if it's a masar is where it's straight. The angle, the pegimois are not on, they're not angular, they're straight. Lamagal is kosher, the other way around.
You have a picture? Can you send me a picture?
Avada, of course. I'm going to send him first the picture of the Misifta. I'm going to send the picture first of the Misifta. You're going to have to blow it up a little bit to see it clearly. It's not so great. And then let me... Okay, and then let me... Now wait, where's the picture in the book over here? You have the picture in the book over here? In this picture. Shlomi, where's the picture?
Sending it to
him. The Shel Olash La'ogul. Oh, I got it. No, no, we don't have over here. Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay, here's another picture. Another picture. Doime Lemasar is puzzle. Okay, and here's another picture. Another picture. This is the one that's Doime Pia Doime Lemagal. This is good, right? Lemagal is good. Here's a good picture. It shows you here in this picture how the serrated parts of the leaf is it's not so sharp.
This doesn't look like an arava at all.
Right, because there is no arava. That's exactly the point. There is no such arava like this. There is no arava like this. An arava is smooth. Only the tzavtzifa has this problem. The tzavtzifa, a magal, the magal is where it's not so sharp. That's the way it shows you in this picture. In this picture, it's showing you that it's not so sharp. It's angular, and Doime Lemasar, it's much more pronounced. Those ragged edges are more pronounced. Is there a chi from Arif tonight? Tonight's my grandmother's yard site. Tonight's my grandmother's yard site. So, can I daven if there's no one else?
Yeah.
My grandmother, my mother's mother.
Salavichuk?
No. No, not Salavichuk. I'm not a Salavichuk.
Who?
That's by blood. That's through marriage, Salavichuk. That's my aunt. Epstein. My mother's mother. My mother's mother's maiden name was Epstein.
Which Epstein?
I don't know what Epstein. I don't know.
Schumacher?
She died. I was born after she passed away. I was born after she died. I would have been named after her.
I wish my grandson's
step is continued. If I was a girl, I would have been named after. Vaita. Her name was Nechama.
Nechama Epstein,
correct.
Thank you for the pictures.
I all sent you pictures.
No, you both sent me.
Gamani.
You both sent me the same thing.
Gamani. Vaita.
Send you pictures of my daughter. It doesn't help. It looks like a Pia Doime Lemagal.
What?
Nothing.
Vaita in the Gemara. We have back in the Rat. So let's go. Nachum on the Gemara. The Eizu Arava. Nachum on the Gemara. Quickly. One more time. Turn up on Eizu Arava. Eizu Tzavtzav. Arava Kana Shlo Adam. Vala Shlo Moshech Udi Yicholak. Tzavtzav Kana Shlo Lavan. Ala Shlo Ogul. Pia Dermel Magal. Vaha Tanya Dermel Magal Kasha. Dermel Master Apostle. Oh, but it says Magal is going to be Pumfakar. A Magal is Kasha. If it's going to be done with the master, it's possible because the master is, it's pronounced, the edges. That's discussing the chilfa gilya. Now there is no picture in the picture book to explain what this means. And we have to go here, go look at the Rashi. Rashi says chilfa gila, mishkachas la, chilfa gila, v'loy gar sin mishkachas la, Chilfa gila min arava kasherihi upia doma lemagal, it's pedal lemagal, avil shah arava pia cholok. Chilfa, it's a different type of arava. There is such an arava called the chilfa gila, and that one, the halach is going to be that it's going to be, that if it's doma lemagal, it's going to be kosher. Now, when did we learn that it's going to be kosher? That's the chilfa. One brayta says magal is going to be possible. One says magal is going to be kosher. So the answer is the one that says magal is going to be kosher. The place where it says magal is kosher is going to be the chilfa gila. Nachum al Rashi, u'min arava kasherahi. So the brayis that says magal is kosher is by the chilfa gila u'pia doimu l'magal. Avol shor arava pia cholok. Frag the Gemara. Amar Abaye Shmami, no, hai chilfa gila kashal hoshana. Pshit, of course. That's what we just said. Mahu the same ahoil the is lo shem levoi. It's not just called an arava. It's called a chilfa gila. It's not your standard arava. It has a shem levoi. Right? We may say shem levoi loy niskasher kamashmon. Frag the Gemara taka. It should taka be no good then. The Gemara says, Arve Nachal, Om Rachman. The same drush we said before, Beloshen Rabin. Beloshen Rabin is marbe many varieties of Arve Nachal, even the variety of Chilfa Gila, which has serrated edges, like a magal, as long as the serrated edges are not too pronounced. It's going to be kosher. Next Gemara, Om Rachisto, Hanitlas, Mile, Eshtani Shemayu, Michi, Chora Beis HaMikdash. The three things, their name was changed with the Chumash Hamikdash. Number one is Chalafta, Arvosa, Arvosa, Chalafta. So Bizman Hazeh, when you buy Aravos, you're really looking to buy, now it's called an Aravos, you're looking to buy called a Chalafta. A Chalafta, because the name was changed at the Churban. My Nafkamino, Lululov. You have to know what to buy in the store. You don't want to buy an Aravos, because if you're going to go ask for Aravos in the store, they're going to give you the biblical Chalafta, which is no good. You need the biblical arava, which today is called the chalafta. Rashi says, Rashi chilfa. There is no Rashi. Okay, there there is chilfa rafta. Lav haynu chilfa gila ela tzavtzefa. The achshav nishtanis mash mishmo v'korin la'arava. So he says over here, the chalafta is not to be confused with the chilfa. It's not the same thing as the chilfa gila. It's chilfa. Stam chilfa. There's a chilfa and there's a chilfa gila. You hear? A name is everything. There's a chilfa and a chilfa gila. Chilfa gila we're not discussing. Chilfa, stam chilfa is really be'etzem the tzavtzefa. And today, what we're really using today for our dalaminim is what's called in modern times a tzavtzefa. The tzavtzefa of modern times is really the arava of the biblical times. And you have to know when you buy to make sure you're getting the right thing, what you need in that Torah. Like I saw this morning learning Ervin. Is there a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on a tzuras haPesach that you're making for an erev? If you make an erev, you have an erev in your backyard, Shlomi. You have an erev. You have a tzuras haPesach. You have a lechi here, a lechi there, and you have the erev on top. You make a tzuras haPesach. Why don't you put a mezuzah on a tzuras haPesach? Are you chayiv to put a mezuzah on the tzuras haPesach you construct for your eruv to carry on Shabbos? So believe it or not, it's a machlokes achronim. Some hold that meikar hadin you're chayiv to put up a mezuzah. The reason why we do not is because it's not mishtameres. It's not guard. It's going to get lost. It's going to get lost. It's going to get damaged. So we don't do it. But really, meikar hadin you are obligated to put up a mezuzah on the tzuras haPesach that you construct for your eruv. And other achronim say, listen to this, you're not chayiv, just because it's called a Pesach le'inyin eruvin, it's not called a Pesach le'inyin mezuzah, and the words are, there's a chilik between a tzuras haPesach and a Pesach. There's a Pesach, and there's a tzuras haPesach. A Pesach is chayiv in mezuzah, a tzuras haPesach is not chayiv in a mezuzah. Erevin, it's good enough, but it's not called a Pesach. It's a chilik in the expression, in the words. It's the same thing over here. You have, not over here, over here you have Tzavtzefa and an Arava, which Tzavtzefa goes by the name of Chilfa. Not Chilfa Gila, but Chilfa. There's a Chilfa and there's a Chilfa Gila. Vait in the Gemara. Next halacha. The next thing that was changed was what else was, then there is, this is a Yon Diyoma. In Yonin Diyayma, Elul, Tekiya, did you blow Shofar today, Shlomi, in Young Israel?
Yes.
You blew Shofar?
I don't blow, but I
blow. There's Shipura and Chatzoitz Rasa. On Rosh Hashanah, what do you blow? Do you blow a Shofar or a trumpet? The Chatzoitz Rasa, you really blow both, no? Islam says in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, you blow both. The question is, what's the Iker? Which one is marich? Are you marich with the shofar or are you marich with the chatzaitros? The chatzaitros. What's this? So you have to know what it means. So in the Chumash Hamikdash, this was nishtane, the shipura and the chatzaitz rasa, shipura. My nafkamina l'shoifar shel rosh hashana. You have to know. You have to know what to blow. Next, pesarta and pesura, pesura pesarta. What is that referring to, Rashi? One is. First of all, the shipur is kof. Very important. Shipur is kofuf chatzaytros pshuta, the initial ayah. The chatzaytrosa is pshuta. It's a trumpet, and it's not an ayah. Pesarta pesura, ha'achas gedoyla, ha'achas ketana. The Risham Hoyu Regilin Likris the Gedoyla Khalif Gatana Shakatana Gedoyla. Okay, this is a table. You have different types of tables, right? You have a table. One is called a Pasurta, one is called a Pasura. Okay, a small table is called a Pasurta, and it changed from Pasurta to a pesura, and a pesura turta a pesurta. L'may nafkamina. We have to ask the Rebbe to go on mute. Who yinahagenu al mute? Who yinahagenu al mute? I'm going to put the Rebbe on mute. I put the Rebbe on mute because he's making too much noise. The Rebbe has been muted. Weiter. There's different types of tables. I'm gonna be like a fairy. I'm gonna go happy yomer here in a second over here. There's the pesurta. There is the pesurta and the pesura. Pesura, pesurta. L'may nafkamina. What's nafkamina? L'mekach u'memkar. Business. Parnasa. Amchoy Yisrael tshichin parnasa. When you go buy a box, you have to know which kind of box to buy. The small, big. You have to know l'mekach u'shem l'mekach tois. I'm gonna buy it. Afani yomer beikasei. The four stomachs. Remember this in Masechta Chulin? There are four stomachs. An animal. So what's the first stomach? The first stomach is the hem. What's the first stomach? I forgot this already. First goes into the keres. The food. No, I think what does it go first? Goes first into the keres, I think. Then it goes into the hemses, the besakoses, and then it goes to the keva. When the food goes in, the food goes in first. Where does it go in first? I forgot this already. There are four stomachs: the hemsis, the beis hakoseis, the keres, and the keva. The keva is on the way out. That's right. That's the end. I forgot how it goes. There are four stomachs. So of the four stomachs, there's the beis kosei, the beis hakoseis, and there is the chuvlilo. That's the hemsis. So these two, their names have been interchanged over time. There is the aniyam beikasech lila behulil beikasech l'may nafkamina l'machat animse ba'ayve beisakoses. What's nafkamina? We find an amachat. So Rashi over here says beisakoses soif akeres shekoyin v'chuasik koyveh v'kois v'dafnei savvulay avat sig shedevas v'tanya machat. Shenimseis the beisak beisakoyseis mitzad echad techuva beoyvay v'lo nikav nikin nivfush kosha sheoyvay seis v'magin mishnei tzadin the nekem of the treifa v'oyse kenu achshav beisakoyseis nichol in chiluk v'achshav b'nei shem davdak. What we call to the beisakoyseis even mitzad echad it's treif. One of them, if it's goshu, it has to be nekem of foolish, and the other one, even a half a nekem, is going to be treif. Right, so therefore you have to know. One of these stomachs, if it's only when it's mefulosh, is it treifa. And the other one, even if it's not mefulosh, it's a treifa. So you have to know what's called the beis hakoy, which one is the beis hakoyses, which the hems, in order not to make this mistake. Okay, there's another one, but we have to stop here because I have to go down Marv now. Thank you for coming and learning with me. Zaygazon.
I have a job going. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
ויעזרי מדנאי ויפלתם יפלתם מרשם ישם ויחסו ויסקדה ויסקדה שמירה בו ביום בני לך ומסביאם לך ואתה סבי עצמך כולכם אי ותרד משיחי וחיים וחיים וביום אי חיים וחיים לכל איסי ישראל בעגל לאו בזמן קודם ימרו אמן ויבוא שמירה בו
Thank you.